Kia ora, Max. Yeah, it's all happening. The retirement village operator Arvida is buying its competitor Arena Living to give it an instant major expansion of business. It's paying $345 million for six retirement villages in Auckland and Tauranga at a price 12% below valuation. Arena is owned by funds managed by investment firm Blackstone. The deal will add more than 1,000 units, apartments and beds to Arvida's portfolio and more than $30 million to underlying profits. Arvida Chief Executive Jeremy Nicol says it offers expansion in a key market.
We've had a relationship with Blackstone and have been able to negotiate a deal where both parties are happy with the outcome. Our Arvida portfolio is light on Auckland assets. We currently have three villages in Auckland, so this is a great opportunity for us to add more villages in Auckland.
The deal is being financed by a $155 million share placement to institutional investors, $175 million to existing shareholders, and a small amount of borrowing. Manufacturing activity is starting to rebound as lockdown restrictions start to ease. The BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Manufacturing Index for September is up nearly 12 points after August's slump to sit at 51. A reading above 50 indicates the sector is expanding. The northern region remains in contraction because of Auckland's ongoing lockdown, but it too is showing signs of recovery. But BNZ senior economist Craig Ebert says production and inventory indices remain flat, with deliveries of raw materials contracting, meaning a full recovery looks some way off.
A lot of it will in turn depend on those restrictions and how they're able to be eased over the coming months. So we're constantly adjusting our view of the degree of rebound. But generally speaking, it's just to be cautious of the degree of rebound to expect. And certainly compared to what we were expecting even a number of weeks ago, we've had to sort of delay that rebound story, probably more of it spreading over the next 6 months rather than coming in the next three. And by and large, you know, much less of a down-up pattern than we saw last year, where we saw quite a big dip in GDP, for example.
Craig Ebert says employment continues to expand above long-term average. The economy should come back strongly from lockdowns as pent-up demand drives growth towards 4% next year, according to economic consultancy Infometrics. Chief forecaster Gareth Kiernan says last year's experience showed how quickly activity returned, and there was also the positive of low unemployment. However, he says the longer-term risks of a downturn will grow, and the government will need to give leadership and guidance on key issues.
Well, they have talked a lot about the 90% vaccination target. That's all well and good. The question is, what happens if we don't reach the 90%? It's still not clear about how long they're going to continue restricting things and imposing sort of not complete lockdown measures, but certain restrictions on there that may limit some businesses particularly more than others. Got concerns about the sort of border reopening and how that's going to occur as well. Again, we've had some signs around MIQ and isolating at home and that type of thing. But it does need to progress, because the longer that New Zealand stays in those sort of positions, it's a layer of uncertainty that businesses don't need, and a layer of isolation that as the rest of the world reopens and returns to a post-COVID normal, dare I say it, then we don't want to be left behind, because we will lose those relationships that we've got.
Gareth Kiernan of Infometrics. International airlines are clamouring for governments to open borders and accept that COVID-19 cannot be eliminated. Some of the world's biggest airlines recently met to discuss the industry's outlook and how it'll recover from the pandemic. IATA Director General Willie Walsh says it's becoming clear COVID-19 is here to stay, and governments and airlines need how to live with it.
It's really important that we get back to a normal environment. I think people recognise now that this is a virus that is effectively endemic. Clearly there are some parts of the world where it isn't. A number, particularly in Asia, a number of countries have tried to pursue a zero COVID approach, although they probably deny that that was the approach they were taking. But I think most countries now recognise that we're going to have to learn to live with this virus.
Airlines such as Air New Zealand are already adapting, with the introduction of no jab, no fly policies for international travellers. Now, with the latest from the financial markets, we're joined by Michael Grace of Jarden Securities. Kia ora, Michael.
Good afternoon, Anne.
We'll start off there with the New Zealand market.
Well, the equity markets bounced back strongly overnight, which has subsequently boosted the local market, pushing the NZX 50 up 24 points to 13,072, which would see the index finishing flat for the week. Movers today include My Food Bag, which is up 3 cents or 2.5% to $1.23. Trustpower is up 13 cents to $7.35. A2 Milk is up 12 cents to $7.34. Meanwhile, Kathmandu is down 2 cents to $1.57.
And we'll go across the Tasman. How's the Australian 200 looking?
The ASX 200 is up 44 points to 7,356 shortly after the open. ARB Corporation is up $2.93 or 6% to $50.72. Net Wealth is having another strong day and is up 73 cents to $17.24. Conversely, Pendle Group is down 7% to $7.19.
And currency now, the New Zealand dollar, how's that tracking?
Mixed today for the Kiwi and is currently buying 70.35 US cents. 94.81 Australian cents, 51.44 British pence, 60.66 Euro cents, 80.01 Japanese yen, and 4.51 Chinese yuan.
And finally, interest rates, oil and gold.
The 90-day bank bill is at 0.72%. Brent crude is at $84 a barrel even, and gold is at $1,795 US dollars an ounce.
Thank you very much, Michael Grace of Jarden Securities.